provided by Thomas Allgaier and Fredis, based on the most relevant posts on LinkedIn about artificial intelligence in CW2728. Fredis is a B2B market research company working with enterprises to optimize their campaigns with account and executive insights far beyond AI. Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise and get you quickly up to speed on what truly matters in tech. So today, we're diving headfirst into the top artificial intelligence trends, the ones really buzzing across LinkedIn these past couple of weeks. Our mission, to distill the most impactful shifts happening right now in the ICT and tech industry just for you.
Exactly. And what we're seeing is AI evolving at just an incredible pace. It's not just concepts anymore. It's actual platforms, infrastructure, even, you know, governance. Leaders are clearly moving past just the pilot phase. They're embedding AI for real, tangible production value. And that's what we'll unpack.
Okay, let's jump into that first big theme then. These cutting-edge AI products and platforms popping up. It really feels like a pivotal moment, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Moving from sort of experiments to genuinely enterprise-ready tools. What are some standouts?
Well, what's fascinating is just how fast these solutions are hitting core business functions.
Mm-hmm.
Take Sarah, for instance. Steve Nure highlighted her. She's described as an AI teammate for hiring.
Mm.
Uses large language models for unbiased screening.
Unbiased screening, okay.
Yeah, and the claimed efficiency is pretty wild, reducing costs by 85%.
85.
And cutting hiring timelines from weeks down to days. It shows AI getting deep into these, like, traditionally human processes.
That's a truly tangible impact.
Yeah.
Makes you completely rethink how things are done. And then beyond the software, there's the hardware side too, right? IBM, Shannon Elwell, Jonah Schwegler, Michael Ang, Bhargav Balakrishnan, they all noted IBM pushing boundaries with their new Power 11.
Yeah.
This isn't just another chip upgrade. It's got on-chip AI accelerators.
Right.
Promises zero planned downtime. I mean, that's huge for critical operations.
Absolutely huge.
And it's backed by a strong ecosystem, ISVs like MariaDB for hybrid workloads. It's really about building that AI-ready foundation.
Right, totally. It's all about resilience and performance for these heavy AI tasks. And speaking of pushing boundaries, the models themselves, Shibim Sabu and Faisal A discussed xAI's Grok 4. You know, Elon Musk's AI venture.
Right, Grok 4.
It's not just claiming top benchmarks. It's apparently able to autonomously build AI systems end to end. They even tested it generating real profit in a vending machine business scenario. That's pushing things further than we maybe thought possible right now.
Building AI systems that build other AI systems. Yeah, that's where it gets really interesting. Almost sci-fi?
Almost.
What about open source?
Good question. Eduardo Ordax pointed out KimiK2. It's an open source multimodal model matching state-of-the-art context lengths performance, even doing well in things like agentic tool use and emotional intelligence benchmarks. That's pretty significant for the open source community.
Definitely. Makes powerful AI more accessible.
And one more for businesses looking at workflows. Stephen Wolf Pereira highlighted these agentic AI browsers. Think about a browser that doesn't just show you stuff, but can actually trigger autonomous end-to-end business processes right there.
Directly from the browser interface.
Exactly. That feels like a new frontier in how companies could operate day to day.
Okay, so we've got these powerful new tools and platforms. But beyond that, we're also seeing some really big strategic shifts. Huge investments shaping the AI landscape. It feels like it's becoming less about just what AI can do and more about who controls it, where it lives.
Which brings up this really important point about digital sovereignty. Nathan Wills, Claudio Gaikin, Linda Restrepo, they all touched on this. NVIDIA seems to be making a deliberate pivot towards sovereign AI.
Sovereign AI. What does that mean exactly in this context?
It means enabling governments, nations, to run foundational AI models on their own national infrastructure. So little reliance purely on the big hyperscale public clouds. It's a geopolitical shift, really. You see countries like Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Qatar, Germany investing heavily to sort of bring that AI power in-house.
That is a huge development. So, okay, what does that mean for individual companies then?
Well, Zach Engler observes something related. Companies starting to repatriate AI workloads.
Repatriate, so moving them back.
Yeah, moving them from public cloud back to private environments. It's not like a mass exodus.
Right.
But it's strategic. Regaining control, maybe managing costs better for those continuous heavy GPU workloads, protecting proprietary data, finding that right balance.
Makes sense. Control and cost.
And the infrastructure build-out is just immense. Obinna Isidinso detailed Meta securing, get this, 29 $29 billion in private credit.
$29 billion.
Billion, just to finance a new fleet of AI data centers in North America. It shows the sheer scale of compute power they think they need. They're basically treating AI infrastructure like a utility.
Using funding to get speed and flexibility without hitting the balance sheet quite so hard immediately. And what about leadership? How is this filtering up to the C-suite and the board?
Kevin O'Leary brought up an interesting point there. He mentioned boards exploring playbooks that directly link CEO pay and shareholder value to how well the company adopts AI and reskills its people.
Tying compensation directly to AI strategy.
Exactly. Integrating AI at the very top. He even suggested AI could make existing CEOs 10 times richer if they master using these tools effectively.
Wow. So AI isn't just a tech project. It's becoming core to executive performance and strategy.
That's the idea.
Okay. Another term buzzing around a lot recently is agentic AI. Mm-hmm. Sounds a bit futuristic. What's the deal there? It's more than just automation, right?
Yeah, it's definitely more. It's about systems that can think, plan, and act autonomously to achieve complex goals. Steve Klumsall laid it out quite clearly, actually. He made a distinction. Basic AI is pattern recognition. Then you have AI agents. Those are the doers, acting autonomously for specific defined goals. But agentic AI, that's different. These systems can set their own sub-goals, plan multiple steps, adapt their strategy, all to hit some overarching objective.
He used an analogy, didn't he?
He did. The difference between a smart intern just following instructions, a diligent project manager executing a set plan, and a visionary COO.
A COO in silicon.
Kind of, yeah. A system that strategizes.
That really clicks. Changes how you frame AI's potential. This idea of efficiency unleashed, reimagining whole processes, sounds revolutionary.
It does. But there's a caution, too. Umbar Shakir warned against agentic AI washing.
Washing. Like greenwashing.
Exactly. Reminding us to be clear about what's really agentic AI versus other techniques, she noted truly autonomous agentic AI is still mostly in research. And Tony Ikula mentioned Gartner predicting maybe 40% of early agentic AI projects could fail because of the hype. So manage expectations.
Right. Temper the excitement with realism.
Precisely. And Nitin Agarwal suggested maybe focusing on agentic systems is more practical right now.
Systems, not just AI.
Yeah, because real solutions will likely blend AI agents with existing automation, rules, and crucially, human oversight or intervention. Matthias Patzak echoed this for CTOs. Turn it into a business conversation, he advised. Form a dedicated squad, pick relevant use cases, and measure the business impact, not just the cool tech metrics. Keep it grounded.
Practical advice. So where are we seeing these agentic systems actually making a difference already?
Customer support is a big one. Kieran Gilmurray highlighted how AI agents are transforming it, offering 24/7 service, smarter answers, but also enhancing what human agents can do. He mentioned Klarna and Vodafone as examples.
Okay. Augmenting humans, not just replacing.
And Hector Zelaya noted, agentic AI lets customer experience, CX, become predictive instead of just reactive, orchestrating things based on impact.
Predictive CX. That's powerful.
And it's moving well beyond customer service, too. Paul Mandel showed how it's streamlining drug discovery, the whole DMTA cycle.
Design, make, test, analyze. That's a complex process.
Very. Yeah. Automating and speeding up each stage. And Dr. Brenda Jeremin, Lori Numanen, they both see this evolution towards proactive, autonomous super agents. Agents capable of specific jobs like IT support or even complex investment research, really set to transform whole industries.
So as these capabilities grow, the need for responsible deployment and strong ecosystems becomes even more critical, right?
Absolutely crucial. It's not just about the cool innovation. It's got to be about trust, ethics, collaboration.
So what are people saying on that front?
Tony Moroney shared 9 practical principles for trustworthy AI, really putting data governance and organizational culture right at the core. And Cassie Kozierkoff used a really striking analogy.
Oh, yeah.
She likened rushing AI deployment without ethics to launching cars without seatbelts.
Oof. Yeah, that hits home.
Urging for early guardrails, building ethics in from day one proactively.
And legally,
yeah.
Any movement there.
Sven Dahl discussed an EU copyright study. It's pushing for clearer licensing rules for training data. He noted companies like Adobe are already being proactive with licensed content for their Firefly AI.
Interesting. Taking the lead.
Yeah. And Jan LeCun, a huge name in AI, is even calling for new AI architectures beyond current LLMs. Drasko Traskovich and Nicholas Thompson noted this. LeCun's making a strong case for open source AI, too, for transparency and diversity.
That open source push seems like a recurring theme.
It's critical for building these ecosystems. Jonas Schwegler highlighted IBM Power 11 collaborating with ISVs MariaDB, MongoDB, Trend Micro, positioning their stack as a turnkey AI platform. Ready to go.
Makes sense. It's not just the core tech.
No. And Carrington Mellon's Middle East Digest from PressSite showed a big surge in cross-sector collaborations. Telecom, finance, public services, all working together to scale generative AI. It really signals that integration capability. That's becoming just as vital as the AI model's quality itself.
It all comes back to the fact that AI success isn't just the tech. It's so much about the people, the strategy around it.
Yeah.
Totally. Michael Doniser emphasized that Gen AI's productivity boost actually frees up time. Time for deliberate personal growth, mastering uniquely human skills.
That's an optimistic take. I like that.
And Simon Taylor's observation about NVIDIA's CEO, Jensen Huang, treating AI like his 61st direct report.
Right, not just a tool.
It highlights how learning to prompt humans, what basically, good management translates to prompting AI for breakthrough results.
That's a fascinating connection. Prompting humans, prompting AI.
And Jeremy Utley shared a personal insight, realizing AI can be a partner even in deeply human challenges. It's about augmentation. Wale Oyerende also spoke powerfully about how Gen AI empowers creativity, giving tools and access to people who maybe didn't have them before.
Democratizing creativity in a way.
You could say that. And the overall message from folks like Shubhranshu Singh, Mark Israel, David Green seems consistent. AI is transforming the economy faster than we thought. It's hitting high-paid experts first, even.
Really? Not just routine tasks.
Not just routine tasks. It means we have to fundamentally redesign work around AI agents. Integrate strategically across the business. You can't just layer AI onto old processes and expect miracles. That's how you unlock the real impact. It's about reshaping work itself.
Wow. Okay. That was a really packed deep dive into the AI trends lighting up LinkedIn. Hopefully that gives you a solid grasp of the key shifts. If you enjoyed this deep dive, just a reminder, we drop new editions every 2 weeks. And feel free to check out our other deep dives too. We cover ICT and tech broadly, digital products and services, cloud and sustainability and green ICT. Thanks for joining us for this look into the world of AI. Before you go, maybe take a second to think. How could some of this apply to your work? Is there one process where an agentic approach or even just one of these new platforms could really be transformative? Something to chew on. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next deep dive.